22 pistols with 9 shot, didn't shoot nothing but long rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have taken 3 nigger boys for that. Boy, that was, it should have had several notches on it. In that ranch I owned down there, I killed 35 big rattlesnakes in there.
Really?
I never went in there without that strapped on me. And I was in Clayton, Georgia on a vacation one time. My old buddy Jim Redman, the Kilgo Seed Company, right across the street from me. Now, we were competitors,
mm-hmm.
but we were buddies.
Mm-hmm.
We'd taken our vacation together. We'd try to arrange it to when I went, why Jim and his wife could go.
Yeah, sure.
And we was up there at the Mountain View Inn at Clayton, Georgia. So his wife come out. Oh, there was a rose bush over there. She had to go look at the roses on there. When she got there, was Jim hollered at her. He said, "Madeline, get back. There's a big rattlesnake laying there." He says, "Elma, go get something to kill him with." I said, "Let me go to my car and I'll have it." So I went right on out to my car and I got that old thing. I had it in there. I put it in the back of my car and carried it with me. Went and got it. I walked back out there. He kind of crawled out to one side there and had his head popped up about that high. He was 5 feet long. He was a nice mate. So I just walked up there and I taken that thing like that in one shot. I split his head wide open. Jim says, "Won't you shoot me? You're shooting at me with that dumb thing." Oh boy, dead and gone. We were competitors there all them years, but we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in the barber shop on me in Clayton, Georgia one time, and I didn't know Jim was up there at all. We were stopping at the Mountain View Inn. Gertie Clark, a very good friend of ours from Plant City here, had gone up there and bought that Mountain View Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the swellest places to go to that any man ever went. It was cool, and she did set one of the best tables you ever sat down to. Rations, boy, I was like Jim. I couldn't stay there very long. In the first place, it cost you money to stay there. In the next place, you couldn't stay there very many days without having to buy more clothes.
Really?
Of course, you'd go gaining weight. And so we just had a wonderful time there. But anyway, he walked in this barber shop that morning. I didn't know he was there. And I'd sit down in the first chair. And who should pop in at the door but old Jim? He's a great, long, tall, old whooping crane looking boy. But a heck of a nice fella. He walked right up there, barber looked at him and said, "Let me cut that son of a bitch's hair." And that barber flew back and he looked at me and he looked at Jim. He looked at me and he looked at Jim. Finally, Jim stuck his hand out and said, "Elma, how are you? I'm glad to see you. How long you been here? You staying at Gertie's?" That barber looked at me and said, "I wouldn't take $100 bill for that. I didn't know how drunk that fella might be and how much Irish you might have in you." I said, "Well, I haven't got a better friend in the world than that man right there." I said, "Now he's my competitor. He's on one side of the street and I'm on the other. And we've been competitors for years." He says, "That's very, very commendable." He says, "Competitors are not usually very good friends."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "That's right, but that's all foolishness." And I said, "Because," I said, "now the only thing that, the only difference Jim and me have, I'm going to get every good cash customer that he's got if I can. And he's going to do the same to me." So we